39. Nathan. That's a good question, Caleb replied. There was no worry in his voice, no concern that Nathan might be able to hurt him if things went sour. That lack of nervousness gave Nathan pause. That's why we're here, Caleb continued. I don't need a shower, but I wanted to show you Ishek in confidence. The other survivors, they'd see an alien wrapped around my arm and lynch me before I could say a word, especially after what just happened with the Jaxcluth. I didn't need to show him to you, but I want to earn your trust. I know we can help one another. Nathan continued to stare at Ishek. The sight of the thing made him nauseous. He shifted his eyes, meeting Caleb's. Okay, I'm listening. I came back here for a reason, to deliver a message. What kind of message? A solution to the Trife problem, a means to wipe them out. We already tried that, Nathan said. The poison killed people too. What? Sorry to disappoint you, Card, but you're not the first person to come up with that idea. We've had over 200 years to work on it, and we couldn't get a solution that didn't also kill humans. This one might be different. It might not. Have you tested it? The Trife are specifically engineered for each planet and species they're deployed against. The only way to test it was to bring it here. I can't believe my source would send me back with a solution that would kill both human and Trife. You said it, but you don't sound convinced. Caleb paused, jaw flexing, eyes dropping. Damn you, Valentine, he whispered, shaking his head. He looked up at Nathan again. Fine. In all honesty, I'm not 100% sure it isn't the same solution. All I have is a data file jammed into my brain. I'm not even sure how it's supposed to be extracted. Where did you get it? Dr. Riley Valentine, Class A bitch. But she sacrificed herself to get her research back to Earth, so there's that. I'm supposed to deliver it to Proxima. Nathan's eyes narrowed. He didn't trust anything having to do with Proxima. Anyone in particular? I don't think she knew anyone specific who lived over 200 years, Caleb replied flatly. So how do you know who to give it to? How do you know you can trust them? I always assumed I would hand it over to whoever's in charge of the planet, or whoever's in charge of their military. Nathan shook his head. Not a good idea. Why not? Let me tell you something about Proxima. The Proxima government decided Earth is a shithole converted into what they consider an alien ant farm and populated by ignorant savages. They see this place as a testing ground for their experiments, not their home away from home, if you know what I mean. They gave up on Earth? That's right, big time. Except where it suits them. Edenrise, for instance. We've been trading with them for over half a century, even though their own laws make the trades illegal. Trading what? They bring us raw materials and we turn them into weapons. High-end, high-tech weapons. We keep some of them for ourselves and pass the rest back. Caleb's eyebrows lowered. Wait a second. I was just out in the field with you. Other than your powered armor, I didn't see any firepower we didn't have 200 years ago. Your plasma cannons carry a bit more punch, but it's not an innovation. We never kept our cash inside the city. Too risky if our contacts ever decided to renege on our agreement and found a way to get past the shield. You could have used those weapons today. Nathan sighed. Tell me about it. Nobody figured on some giant tentacled monster showing up behind every damn Trife this side of the Mississippi. Maybe we should have. You couldn't have known. Your shield took a hell of a beating. I'm glad we got some people out in time. With your help. You saved a lot of lives today. Good. I hope that helps you trust me. Who reprogrammed the shield to kill the Jaxcluth? Not me. I knew you seemed different. Now I guess I know why. I'm going to trust you, Caleb. I don't have much left to lose, and I'm desperate for someone who knows what the hell is going on out here. Thank you. I wasn't done, Nathan interrupted. You need to trust me, too. Whatever's happening out there, whatever your mission is, you can't just go running to Proxima with everything you know. Like I told you, the government doesn't care about Earth, and any problems we cause down here and bring to them are usually met with stiff reprisal. You understand? Caleb nodded. Good. There's another faction on Proxima called the Trust. They're a crime syndicate. Bad news. They're the group we've been trading with all these years. Like I said, illegal. But it gets better than that. The Centurion Space Force and the Trust are both headed up by the same man, General Aaron Hyrie. I don't quite have that bastard figured out yet, but he's the reason I'm down here instead of up there. You're originally from Proxima? Affirmative. I was a Centurion Space Force pilot until I got too close to something the Trust didn't want me to see. They tried to kill me. Fortunately, I'm a hard man to kill. I get that feeling. My orders were to deliver the data to a military dark ops group that was dealing with the Relia and Axon invasions before the Trife ever came to Earth. Does that mean anything to you? Are you suggesting there were aliens on Earth before the Trife arrived? That one threw me for a loop too, but yes, that's what I was told. Nathan stared at Caleb in silence. He could hardly believe it. If there's a dark ops branch on Proxima, they never made themselves known to me. That's who I want to talk to, but we don't have time right now. You said things were going to get worse. Worse how? The Jaxcluth who attacked your city were only one group. As near as we can tell, there are thousands of them emerging planet-wide. What? That's not the worst part. You're kidding. The Relia are divided under 12 siblings born of the first Relia hundreds of thousands of years ago. It's their responsibility to carry out the destiny of the hunger and conquer the entire universe from end to end. Earth is a prize they all want to claim, because whoever controls it will have a better foothold against the Axon. From what Ishek and I have been able to learn, we're confident that one of the most powerful of the Relia, Nyarlath, is making a move on the planet. The Jaxcluth are her vanguard. Vanguard against what? Have you seen a lot of the planet, Sergeant? Other than Edenrise, there's only one other place I know that can put up even a hint of a fight. Nathan froze as soon as the words left his mouth. His heart thundered in his chest. What is it? Caleb asked. I have to warn him. Warn who? I need to find Pyro. We leave in 48 minutes, right after I talk to my soldiers. Roger that, Nathan. Warn who? Sheriff Duke, Nathan said, turning to leave. He glanced back over his shoulder. And you're wrong, Sergeant. You do need a shower. You're covered in alien guts, and no offense, but you stink. He hurried from the head across the dropship and out through the hold, sprinting across the deck at full speed and leaving a very confused Caleb Card behind.